Bruce. Now, when we had Superintendent Paul Rigda in studio with Amy Higgins a few moments ago, off the air, he was talking about this chair that he was in. A very low chair. You know, it's normal. Then you sit in it, and the hydraulics are shot. You go way down.
Right.
That's where I am now. I'm looking up at you like you're some guy in the sky.
You're like it, like button number two on your shirt that's down at the counter at that level or something. Something like that. I can hardly even see you over there.
Can we call our engineering staff and get a chair in here?
Well, I don't know. This is why we decided to put Debbie Pilvent from the Elyria Public Library System.
She's got the good chair.
Yeah, because if she was in that chair over there, I don't know if I would just see the top of her head.
Yeah, really.
It'd be kind of an odd interview this morning. But
okay, because Superintendent Rigda warned me before I came in here not to sit in the first chair.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
It's trending, Bruce. Our chair is trending. Maybe that's a good thing.
I'm not going to comment at all on that.
You can put a picture of the chair on our Facebook page.
We'll have people sit in that chair, right?
And see how low you can go.
Is that how that's going to be? That's ridiculous. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams, and in his studio mentioned Debbie Pilvent from the Elyria Public Library System, here to talk about issue number 3.
Yes, we've been talking about it for several months now, and we hope most folks in Elyria and Keystone School District know that we are on the ballot, issue number 3, 1.9 mils, and that represents 50% of the library operating budget, and so it's rather important.
Because the current levies are...
They will expire, yes,
okay.
January 1.
And what is the use for this money then?
This is operating money, which means the facilities as well as the materials that we purchase, the books, the DVDs, the e-media, the subscriptions that we have so that folks can download materials. Also, our CleveNet membership. So all of those kinds of things that keep the library operating.
And we always talk, when we talk with you throughout the year, of the different, like the new technology that comes into the play at the library.
And absolutely.
You're then, because you need to keep up to date on it, you're required to purchase these things. And get
That's them. Right. That's right. And, you know, the mission is to support lifelong learning as well as to have resources for our community to accomplish everything from pre-literacy skills to helping folks learn how to use computers, and there are still folks that do need that education. We provide that free programs and everything that you can think of that we offer.
Debbie, any idea how many people pass through the doors every year of the different libraries?
Yes. We just got our statistics not too long ago for 2013. We had over 400,000 visitors pass through our doors, and that's 4 facilities plus our LaGrange Keystone Library down in LaGrange, and our bookmobile. And you know, that number is staggering, really staggering. And over 1.1 million items circulated last year as well. And because of our CleveNet membership, which is a consortium of right now a little over 45 libraries in Northeast Ohio, we have over 10 million items that people can access.
You know, it's a great service because you can go into a given library and maybe they don't have what you're looking for, but if you go on CleveNet, you can have it delivered right to that library.
Right
for you.
To that library within a couple of days. And I mean, that is just marvelous. Just marvelous. It's such a fabulous resource. Whether you are just, you know, looking for something for entertainment, if you're following a certain series like a very popular series like Game of Thrones. You know, I mean, it's just if our library, you know, doesn't have it or one of our branch libraries doesn't have it, we can get it for you in just a couple of days.
Is that one of the hotter items now?
Game
of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, absolutely. in the teen area, you know, they really go through the series. But Game of Thrones, whether it's the DVDs that, you know, that with the HBO series, or the books, I think there's 6 or 7, and he has to write 2 more. That's George Martin. It's just amazing.
We're talking today with Debbie Pillavin from the Illyria Public Library System about Issue 3 that'll be coming up on the May 6th ballot, mm-hmm. which you say provides 50% of your funding. So I can imagine if something like this doesn't go through, that's really devastating for your
library. It's going to be really, really tough. Imagine half of the library. For our patrons who are familiar with our facilities, if you just think about them, you know, think about yourself going in and it's only half there. That's a really good visual concept. It's scary, very scary.
And in the times when there's not as much state support for libraries, it's more up to the communities that are using those libraries to really step up and support
them. It truly is. Ohio still has the best libraries and the best funded libraries in the nation. However, the trend is to cut that state funding and to to expect that the local communities, if they value their libraries and those resources, then for sure, you know, then they're being expected to support them.
Debbie, May is here. It's May 1st.
Yes, it is.
That's right. Summer's right around the corner. What's going on in the library system this summer?
Well, this is really going to be fun this summer. Our summer reading program for all 3 or 4 age levels, and that means kids and teens and tweens and adults, is going to be a summer of science meets literature. Fizz, boom, read. How about that? Fizz, boom, read. And the kids are being challenged to be a reading robot. Our summer imagination camps are going to concentrate on experiments and science, of course, and literary elements for the adults and sparking a reaction for the teens and tweens. It's going to be a wonderful summer. Wonderful summer.
There's my soundbite, Bruce, for tomorrow.
Thanks.
The fizz boom read. That is great. W. Pillavin, Illyria Public Library System. Again, Issue 3 coming up on the ballot, which provides 50% of their funding. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And she's wearing kind of May colors. There's kind of like a lavender. Is that lavender? Or is that purple?
Well, kind of a wine color.
Wine color, okay.
So yeah.
Better than the dark gray and black that Craig and I seem to be.
That's because you guys can't see in the morning when you get up because it's so dark.
She's figured us out.
Yeah.
As well.
I do want to invite everyone, if you don't mind. We're having a fundraiser tonight for the campaign at the Washington Avenue Christian Church Spaghetti Dinner. They are famous. There will be 3 different sauces, marinara, spicy, and Alfredo, plus homemade meatballs, salad, garlic bread, and homemade desserts. $10 for kids, or $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Tickets available at the door. And if you want to give away a couple of tickets and have one of your callers call in, I'll have tickets for them at the door.
Oh, very nice. Well, it's hard to pass up a meatball.
No. It is.
A good meatball? Oh.
I could do that. We'll take... We'll have it a name and then we'll get that name to you. Is that how?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Get the details too, unless we have to play back the tape. So I get the time and the location and everything for that coming up.
4:30 to 7:30.
That's right across the
right across the street from the Washington Avenue Church. Yeah. Right across the street from the
library.
main library. And the church is right there.
4:30 to 7:00.
And that's tonight? Yes.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Meatball.
Meatballs.
All right.
Dessert, pasta.
That sounds great.
How can you go wrong?
Debbie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much again.
Your time.